Hello and welcome back to Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul, your game master. With me, we have Natalie, who plays Brightforce.
Hello.
Mike, who plays Blastar.
Hello, everyone.
Art, who plays Samurai Crab.
Evening, everybody.
And last but not least, Rob, who plays Demon.
Howdy.
Demon.
Demon. All right. So, I'm going to do a brief recap of this last one. You guys...
Training montage!
It was training montage. Emotional training montage. You know, you kind of... Bright Force talked with her dad and found out that he's not her biological dad, but he loves her anyway. Got some good advice about who to keep in your life, who to ditch. Then we had Art talk to his mom and dad and... Dylan talked to his mom and dad and... His mom really didn't want him to go into the Hero Forge, but he convinced him that that was what he needed to do. And she threatened to take herself out if he didn't come out. That was real. Then we have Rico talk with El Combustion and for the first time called him Mijo instead of Nieto.
Son instead of
grandson.
Grandson.
And he basically treated him with a lot more respect and then taught him some... skills when it comes to dodging things that are harmful using your explosions. And
here's a question.
Uh-huh.
Would I be able to apply that to other people instead of just myself?
Yes, but you wouldn't be able to do it to yourself at the same time.
Correct.
It's a pick.
Yeah. Who is the least likely to make the dexterity save?
Listen.
I already gave her advantage. We're trying to super boost her non-existent dex.
I have a plus two. At least I don't have a negative two, okay?
Yeah, it's because your plus three charisma is adding to it.
that's true.
And then last but not least, Damos think had probably had the most earth shatter.
It was the longest.
It was.
Yeah.
He gave me so much backstory. It's so easy to play with. And his thought to be dead father came back, and so did his... best friend Leo's father.
Yep. One of his mentors.
Yeah, and their mentors. So, he came back, and basically they're like, we're going to go save Leo, bye. And then
Deimos went and passed the fuck out.
And yep. Deimos passed out because he's been beat up. And neither one of those motherfuckers has healing.
You could have sent him to Grimoire. She might have known where Leo was.
Yeah, that's give me even more of an explanation.
I thought it
because
yeah, but you don't have to give the explanation. What,
was it just in like the beginning where if we went to like a hospital, they could just like it would be equivalent of a long rest, but in reality, it was like a short rest or like an hour equivalent.
I came from the hospital.
That's well, you were working so
at a hospital where
they
I got beat up.
They made sure that no internal injuries and sent you home.
They fixed up what they could and said, okay.
You have full HP, but you have no hit dice left.
And no spell slots.
Mm-hmm. Beat the fuck up.
I would say he's at half his hit dice, because you only get half of those back on a long rest.
Aww. Fine, you can have half.
Yay!
Should only beat you up enough that you wouldn't, that you'd be reflected that day. And it was right at the end there, you figured it out. You're like... You figured out how to just start a little bit of your energy their way and enough to just deflect the blow just a little bit. Change the lighting a little bit and, you know, like a solid bit of light for a second that'll deflect the blade.
Mm-hmm.
Or blow or whatever it is. So.
So plus one to AC?
No. Yeah, so you guys have a really... I don't want to say you had a nice time.
It was a training montage.
But you had a training montage.
2 weeks of training.
And you feel invigorated and everyone may have one inspiration.
If you can.
If you aren't capped.
Wait,
you
max out at 4. What is Tigris doing? Just asking.
Bitch, what?
What's Tigris up to?
Fighting things.
I was going to say...
Fighting things.
Would she help us train or no?
Would she train with...
Yeah, she'd train with Luna because
I was going to say, would she not, like, be like, you're going to spar with me? And then Luna be like, oh, okay.
You don't want to spar with 9?
No, she Tigris.
She can't keep up with 9.
She's a spellcaster. Come on, now. Wasn't he?
9?
No? 9?
No fucking way.
Speedster.
Dual swords.
Dual swords?
Whoa!
And electricity.
I don't know. Yeah. Oh, you've had her, like, meditating, though, before. That's why yes, I thought so. She was a spellcaster.
Samurais don't meditate.
I meditate.
Yeah. Oh, she's a monk. She's a monk.
Yeah.
Is she a monk?
A kensai. She's a kensai.
I was waiting for the spit take from him.
Dumb.
More than likely, she's some kind of rogue.
Yeah.
To the forge.
So you guys,
get our items first, right?
Yep. You give me your items. Luna, your pearl takes the form of a bracelet.
Pearl of power.
Yep, yeah. Pearl of power. You can add it to your sheet.
Paul, you can add it to her sheet.
Go to your email. Go to inventory, manage, and then I'll do it.
I'm going to fuck it up, Paul. I'm going to be honest with myself.
You don't need it right now, but...
Anyway. I'm just letting you know.
I'm going to do it after. Someone here, I'm going to do it after. I'll just do it. It takes me 2 minutes, but I got... Oh, it takes me a minute, but I got
to
do it.
Hey, Paul, don't forget to do that afterwards.
I swear to God, I'll keep doing this shit again.
I was doing what I was told!
It takes the form of a
knight. Remind Paul to add Pearl of Power to my D&D sheet.
Alright. Right now.
10.
30.
I'm Paul, Eddie.
Said right now,
Eddie. No, it highlighted right now over my 10. So it was like, oh, right now, 10? Got it. Go. God, I hate you, Rob.
All right. Rico gets his.
Dude, do I get some say in how they're colored? Because I have an idea.
I was gonna flavor it, but yeah, I'm not gonna take that away from you.
Yeah. No. With the coloration on it, I was thinking more of like oranges and yellows. A little bit of the turquoise, but more of like the earth tones, the oranges and yellows, because I have a name for them. They're the, I'm going to mispronounce this, so please don't kill me. Quetzalcoatl Bracers, the Thunderbird. So, and the melee gear I'm figuring is just like an extendable knuckle that comes off of them.
Okay.
And then it just channels the thunder cell through there.
Sounds good.
I also want to call them the Bracers of Thundering Defense, but that's a little mouthy.
That's like the subtitle?
Yeah.
Dylan, you're going to receive your mantle. It is a cape. A half cape. We talked about what it was.
Yep.
Yeah, with silver writing on it.
And it fuses into the armor.
And you're like, would you like to keep the cape or fuse it? And you're like, fuse it, please.
Yep.
And it fuses into silverish writing along your shoulders.
That'll work.
All right,
it looks like part of the art.
Yeah.
The
art is part of the art.
Yeah.
No one's made that joke with you before.
Ever.
Ever.
Well, you know, my favorite saying is everything I do is a work of art.
True. Yeah.
I like it. And Deimos is given nothing because he trained for his shit. And intensive training, and it actually, when you finally develop the skill, it formed into a small tattoo of a... what would it be? A small tattoo of a shield that appeared over your left breast, and there are five of them. And you'll know when one burns off, because you'll actually feel it like pop off and slide into your...
Oh, so I will always know how many numbers I have. Yes,
you will. It is a tattoo that appears in your chest every morning at dawn.
Yep, I had D3 of them.
Correct. All right, so you guys are standing in front of the giant-ass metal doors. It looks like a giant bank vault door. Or no, I don't. Bank vault's lame. It looks like a Fallout vault door.
All right, giant gear. I like it.
Massive golden metal, like untouched by time. It is solid, and it is and you notice that there was no writing on it before. Now there's written in script is the prophecy, as well as a giant thing that says the Hero Forge, and in English, because fuck it.
I can read it. I have any language, so...
It's English!
I can still read it.
Alright, so... The sage walks out, like he knew you guys were coming, and he says, is this the group of four who'd like to attempt the forge? You would be the second group to attempt it.
When was the first group?
The second day it was available. A group of... calling themselves the Caped Crusaders attempted it. They didn't come back.
Shit.
Ah.
Oh! Child
That's
murder.
That's unfortunate.
That's great.
Yeah, I got... It was odd. The door glowed black for a second when they walked through. It makes it much more difficult if you aren't a pure part.
Well, like, we're fine.
Why are people looking at me?
Yeah, you're pure of heart. Pure anxiety.
That's Natalie. That's not Luna.
He says, who would like to walk through first?
I have a question for you.
I might have an answer.
That was not my question for
interrupted.
You. Interrupted. Stifled.
You had a question for somebody else first.
Boreal had a question for the sage.
You had to ask a question of Boreal about the sage.
All right.
Well, I was hoping he forgot.
Boreal has
to ask a question of the sage is what Rob was thinking.
That's how I understood it.
You have to ask Boreal because
you're ask Boreal about the Hero Forge.
Boreal, what happened last time the Hero Forge was open?
Who did you talk to that told you how
to... You were there.
Bastards. All right. He says, remind me to dislike your father. All right. All right, so here's the deal.
Oh, you have Super Space Page?
No.
Dislike?
I don't have thumbs.
I'm assuming this is a conversation between...
Super Space does have a thumbs down button because fuck them not having a thumbs down button.
I figure this is the internal conversation with Ethereal and Boreal.
Yes.
They're just fucking around because they're siblings.
We don't have thumbs. How am I supposed to
speak for yourself?
Do you see thumbs here? I don't.
You're telling me as a society we don't have... You can scroll through your social media page with just saying words?
We can't talk.
They're in here.
Oh, or your thoughts.
That might work, but maybe. Kind of not. More of a soul impression.
They're in here.
The last time the Hero Forge opened was in... the year 600 BC. No, way longer ago. It would be the year 48,000 BC.
Hold on, one more time.
48,000 BC. Give or take a year or two. I didn't pay that much attention. So, it was to prevent an outbreak of a particularly virulent virus. And the first few levels were... The first level was full of traps, the second level was full of combat.
And now I'm changing my spells to have Find Trap.
4800.
3 0.
3 0s.
Gotcha.
48,000.
Do you want me to spend a spell slot to cast Find Trap?
It works once.
Oh, it works on one trap?
It works once. And it doesn't. It tells you it exists, not where it is. It's not a good spell.
Okay, the way I've had
you
us
have
play
investigation,
before.
Investigation, which is how you find traps.
And then he disarms them.
Okay. And I also have guidance.
I can help with that.
Investigation?
These tools?
Thumbs up.
Huh?
These tools?
No, but I have investigation.
What's your bonus?
Give him advantage.
You can give him the help action, yeah.
Yep.
Because you're perfect.
And I cast guidance.
On yourself.
Yeah.
Well, it isn't going to work that way, but I like the initiative.
Hey, well, guidance lasts for a minute.
Does that
so.
Give him inspiration?
No.
Oh. I tried. I'm sorry.
It's okay, Nelly. You got a lot of inspiration to go around.
That's very true. Ellie, don't...
How long does it take to usually clear the first floor?
One day.
So not enough death ward. Got it.
Eight hours of traveling, and then you rest for 8 hours, and you get ready to...
Are we hearing him, like, through the...
No. I mean, I'll have the thought net up, so if you want... This can all... We can hear the one-sided conversation between you and...
Well, no. You actually...
I was going to say...
Have you done detect thoughts on Damon before? Damon's before?
No.
I always assume there isn't any. It's Rob.
But you have it at will, don't you?
Yeah.
Have you ever had it up when he's talking to them? You might have.
He's never declared it.
I didn't know it existed.
Roll.
You changed this stuff.
What's your luck number?
Yeah, 7.
Yeah. You headed up one time and you thought you heard something else. Do you listen more intently?
Yeah. Roll. Give it a shot.
Do you willingly fail or do you try and resist?
I resist.
Roll a wisdom save.
But with or without Natalie's bonus?
Without.
Why? We're always together and it would have been when she's around.
Yeah, I'm giving it without.
Ellie was rubbing her face in the outlet.
All right, Mike. What's your save?
It's your power save.
Oh.
Charisma plus...
So,
proficiency plus 8.
8 plus 9 for 17.
17?
Yeah.
I fail.
You hear them. He isn't crazy. There are two voices in his head.
Huh.
You can now willingly target them with your rarest telepathic bond.
Interesting. This is going to be hilarious.
But I'm wondering, though, if the question I'm thinking of, like, the character would know to ask.
Now I'm curious.
My question was, between levels, is there a rest stop?
Yes.
Do we need to bring food?
Yes.
Shit. We need to bring a lot of food.
Oh, gosh, that's not this campaign. I was going to say St. Heidi.
Wrong campaign.
Is there a bakery called St. Heidi's? Just for Natalie?
Yes.
Yeah, thank God.
They make banging cookies.
Yes, they do.
Best cookies in the multiverse.
Cookies became a currency in
Sunday campaign.
Come Sunday.
Yeah, why am I thinking about biscuits and Tiny Tina?
We'll get some food together before we go in, but yes, we do need to run.
You guys actually call the FSA and you're like, we need food. And they're like, they ship over like a box of MREs.
And I do send a message.
And they're better than it. Like, they're not like military MREs. They're like
cave for MREs. People they're, that don't know what MRE stands for.
Meals ready to eat.
Okay, thank you.
AKA a cat.
That was for the people. That was definitely for the. Definitely for the people.
Okay. But they're not. Technology is very significant.
At the very bottom of the box, there's a box of crayons.
For who?
Marines.
Well, I figured that would be just life saving supplies. It would be saltine crackers and water.
It would be those ones.
That's all you need to eat.
Wrong. You need proteins, carbs, and.
AKA M&Ms.
And carbs. That's about it.
Is it the ones
M&Ms
that are like.
Protein and M&Ms. Peanuts. Oh, and it shows a little bit.
Peanut M&M. Someone bought it and actually cooked the food in it, and it's like some things are really good, and then some things are really bad. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But no, but the technology advanced significantly. It's not like restaurant. It's not like Michelin star restaurant quality, but it is like average diner quality when you cook it. It's actually not bad. Even the ones that would be nasty now, like vegetarian lasagna.
Key lime pie.
Spy kids putting the little packet in the microwave, hitting the button, and it becomes the meal. Is it that quality? No. Darn it.
Actually, sure. And there's a little baby microwave at the bottom that you do it with.
I figured it's just chemical reaction.
You just have
strike pack. You break the seal, the chemical makes.
Oh, you crack, yeah.
Cooks it.
Yeah, it's fine. Let's do that.
Oh, I like that. I like that more.
All right, so, yeah, but you're, like, a guy on a motorcycle tears ass down. And,
delivery again?
Speedy delivery, and they just yeet it at Bright Force, and then keep driving.
Yeah, the least dexterous one.
Roll strength save.
Strength. To catch it?
Yeah, and not get bowled over.
You said strength?
Mostly a funsy roll, but.
18 plus
8. You don't even flinch.
Yeah.
You just, and you absorb the blow.
It's one-handed.
Yeah, he aimed a little high. You shag it down with one hand. You're like, I have dinner. And then there's like the extra dimensional pouch. You know fourth dimensional pouch you have, and you just put it in it, and it starts into it. Hmm.
All right, I will proceed to send messages out to.
You are given a
3 weeks since the twilight.
Correct.
Right. So we've gotten paid at least once since then, right?
Correct. You have money.
How much?
I believe we said your take home was $1,000. So $1,000?
In gold?
Divide by 20.
500. 500 gold. Write down 500 gold pieces. Go to your inventory tab.
Money! Oh, that's 5,000.
By the way, if you make your tab on the right a little bit bigger, you'll be able to have the whole screen on one thing. A little more. There. Then go to inventory.
Okay, now I want to go on a shopping spree.
There's actions. There you go. Thank you. And then click on the coins in the top right. And then put in 500 in the gold. And then click the green button. There you go. And that's how you do it.
And that, Natalie, is how you do it.
All right. Explaining D&D beyond to Natalie.
I'm going to send you a message, and you can say yes or no. You keep going, and I'll send it to you.
So, who is going to... He says, who is going to be the first into the Hero Forge? I'm sorry.
Hang on, Paul. I'm going on a shopping spree now that I got money.
You have
exactly
2 minutes.
Okay.
At 9 o'clock, the shopping is done, and I don't know how much time's left in this minute.
Okay, then let's just go.
No, do you have anything you want to buy quickly?
Nope.
Like your grenade?
Nope.
I got a couple, but...
E-cell grenade?
I was...
Turn that bitch up.
Hoping maybe to... How much would be to let's just go.
You can't afford it.
Yeah.
That's significantly more money than you have.
I have a question about energy cells. How long do energy cells use on the melee gear?
They last
a minute.
Or a minute.
So, okay, 10 rounds. Got it. And I have 2.
And if you were to do if you were to have an E-cell grenade, it would burn it out, but it does a lot of damage.
Never mind, it doesn't make sense. Also, I forgot that I sent you that gift, and that made me laugh.
Alright, so, the sage says, do you have any questions before you go in?
First level's traps, second level's monsters, what's on the third level?
I didn't tell you that either.
No, I have a question. I know.
You asked if we had any questions.
I cannot answer that question.
But can you confirm the first two levels?
No.
He does not give us any information. We have to go in blind.
No, I give information. You have to ask the right questions.
What is the right question?
Yes, Natalie.
No, this is Luna.
Yes, Luna.
Okay, so we were told that it's 24 hours a floor, right?
Correct.
Now, we were recently told that there are pit stops / rest areas. Per floor, does our rest time add to the 24 hours? Or is it in a different time dimension?
It is part of the 24 hours.
So we then have to...
Actually, 24 the next level will open at 24 hours. You will not be able to enter it until that 24 hours has passed.
So we would want to finish the first floor, or every floor, in 16 hours.
Correct.
15. Then we have an 8-hour rest time.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's enough time you can get some short rest.
So then why didn't you just say it's 16 hours and then you have 8-hour rest? Like, I don't understand why they have to make it so difficult.
Some of us don't need 8 hours of rest.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's so true. I didn't think about that.
All right. So, he says, does anyone have any questions before you go in?
Other questions.
What questions can you answer?
I can't answer that.
What is the right question to ask?
I also can't answer that.
What questions can you answer?
Do we have to be on our guard the moment we walk through the doors?
Ooh.
There's a safe space right as you enter.
So that we can organize ourselves.
And you'll be able to tell safe spaces. I'm going to assume you're someone's intelligent enough to ask. Safe spaces are identified by white floors.
White floors.
Correction. I'm sorry, not white. Silver floors.
Silver.
Not gray. Silver.
Silver.
If it's shiny.
Gotcha.
Wait,
it'd be golden floors. It'd be like the door. Golden floors.
Maybe golden floors.
With Luna's charisma and her thing where she is like, you know,
spotlight.
Charismatic or whatever.
Yep.
If she asked the question, what's the question I should be asking, would she tell me?
I can't answer that. Not that I don't want to.
He's like the robots.
Yeah.
I'm not a robot.
Like the robots. You're
like the robots that we met before.
In Tower of Babel.
I haven't been there in a while. The tower never gets dropped. The Hero Force never gets dropped there. It did once, then it went away. That was a bad catastrophe.
So yeah, we were
there. Oh. I mean, not the catastrophe, but where it ended up.
Is there...
Interesting. Twilight Realm?
Yep.
No, it wouldn't say Twilight Realm. It'd say...
He says something...
Lava Realm?
He says something, but only Damon understands it.
Lava Realm?
Twilight.
Damn. Well, that guy died. I don't owe anyone.
I do have another question. I'm sorry. No, this is actually a good question. So you mentioned that it never appeared in the Twilight Realm, right? Is there a possibility that when we are inside that the Hero Forge could be teleported elsewhere?
No. It will be here until the end of the month. And then it will leave.
But I thought you said that it kind of like was here and then it left.
It's
just
been
automatically.
Here for 50,000 it has been here.
I meant in the Twilight Realm.
Long ass time. No.
Okay.
It was at the last I'm sorry, it's been here for a long time, but it hasn't been here 50,000 years. It's been bouncing around Earth to different catastrophes that
this
may or may not have stopped.
This is the, when, what was it, when Thunder and...
Plasmos.
Plasmos were fighting, this is where it unearthed.
Yeah. Right.
So I asked Boreal. I asked Boreal, what other questions should I ask him?
Aha!
There we go.
Roll me an intelligence check at advantage.
At advantage?
Because of Boreal.
So just straight intelligence? No arcana? No proficiency?
Just intelligence.
I am going to use an inspiration to reroll.
Go for it. And it rolls both dice, yes.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if is it all tables, but I do it that way.
I got one more inspiration, but... Literally, four dice rolls. All of them are eight or lower.
It wasn't eight and a three. No, it's a four and a three. Change dice. God damn. That was brutal and hilarious at the same time.
Well, now you got to roll them up here.
Is that a 19? That's a 19.
19 plus 6 intelligence for 25. Oh, almost max.
Things you can ask are... what is things like tips for traversing? You can't ask specifics, but you can ask for general things, not specific. If you ask for something specific, he has to say no. If you ask for something general, there's a chance he can hint at it. You realize that it's a very specific thing. It's probably something that's keeping him. I'll give you this because with your arcana, you're gonna figure it out. He's linked to this. There's a magical effect stopping him from being able to tell you the information. But if you ask general questions about, like, how would you traverse a challenge? Or how would you get around such and such thing? He could give you hints that might be useful in the Hero Forge. If you ask specifically about anything in the Hero Forge, he cannot answer. So you got to kind of, like, work around the back way.
So wait, my questions, he wouldn't have answered.
He has to tell you about the safe space.
Oh, okay.
He has to tell you. He just hadn't done it yet because no one had wanted to go in yet.
Well, that one group did.
But we weren't there.
You guys weren't there.
Oh, I see.
So, is there a possibility we will run into the people that previously entered?
No.
If a second group were to come in...
I was giving you an option for storytelling purposes.
Oh, you might find their bodies...
I was giving you an option
free loot.
To have a certain other person that we
he
run
wouldn't
into.
Be in there.
I mean, you said that's where he's part of right now.
But it's a massive team.
Yeah.
He's a newbie. They wouldn't have sent him in.
I mean, if they need muscle.
They wouldn't have sent him.
Oh, well, I tried.
He's busy doing other things.
Okay. I just thought if you want to use it.
I understand and I appreciate it. Any questions?
Indirect question.
Art.
We fished this, so.
As someone who's been a GM, you have a better insight to what kind of questions you might ask.
Do we have to defeat everything or just get around them?
Ooh.
The rules of the floor will be spoken to you when you enter. I cannot answer specifics about each floor.
Understand.
You asked a specific about the Hero Forge, you couldn't answer beyond that.
Well, like I said,
that wasn't working around Art. I thought you were going to come at it from the backside. I was like, Art's going to get it. He didn't do it.
Yeah. Do we know the information about like making doing the those questions that are like, what would you do? Do we know that information?
Yeah, I'll give you an example because maybe
I have one. That's why I was asking.
Ask a question.
How would you handle a challenge?
That's a very broad. That's like
very broad.
How would you handle
the first challenge?
A challenge that was like dungeon crawler esque.
I'd be sure that I've had someone who was good at mapping.
Boom.
Are you? Good at mapping.
Oh, okay.
My character, not me.
I can't answer. He says, and also someone who's good with traps. Someone who's good at finding their way through puzzles.
Hmm.
It's Rob, but not Rob. Got it.
Deimos, not Rob.
There we go.
Do we have someone that has like lock picking?
Hi.
I thought you did. Yeah, I was gonna say it.
Hi.
Expertise.
Yeah, and a +5.
Okay, I wanted. To be sure.
Natalie, you know how good I am with my intelligence stuff. Yeah. He's better with his lock picking than I am with my intelligence.
Right. Wanted to be sure.
15.
Yeah.
I can do math.
Yeah, I have a plus 14. And then, he has a 15.
how would you get around with like a gauntlet style like challenge?
Fight strategically.
Conserve resources unless it's dire.
Okay. And then, no, I'm joking. I'm done.
Because I have trained heroes throughout the multiverse.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so he is confirming my multiverse theory. Got it.
Someone else confirmed it already. Multiple times.
This is Rob being snarky.
Come on, Art.
Would
you like an example?
Yeah.
Yes.
Something like, because you were already told what the first two floors were. You can ask questions that are, as long as you don't mention the term hero floor or inside, he can answer a question. So you can say something to the effect of, when dealing with a series of traps, what would be the most advantageous way to do so? And he's a teacher. He would be inclined to answer that.
Okay.
So you have all the information you need. You just need to make sure you phrase it differently.
Wait a second. Can I link him into the telepathic bond? Sure. And if I do so, can he answer the questions without speaking?
No.
Damn.
It is it's like a Geass.
Aww.
In fact, it is Geass, but it's a ninth level Geass.
Okay, we can't.
That
would have
been just such a fucking great little
Boreal. You feel like asking him direct questions?
No,
because you do seek knowledge, and he is known as the sage. He is very knowledgeable.
We know each other.
I know.
Wait a minute. With my few weeks of us training.
Yes.
I asked Allison anything if she has read about Hero Forge.
There's almost a 0% chance. Roll 2d20, and
I'm assuming take the lower.
You take the lower, but you add 5.
Okay.
Ooh.
She's smart.
I wish that was.
Doesn't beat a 10.
I wish it was advantage. So badly.
So what are the two numbers? Give us the high one first.
A 19.
That would
plus
be really
your 5
good.
Would have been 24, right?
What's the low one?
Ooh, I don't know if I want to answer that one.
Is it a 1?
Oh, no, it's a 2.
7. She's like, I'd make sure you ask him how, like, the monsters would be.
So, like, how would you even phrase that? Because you can't. You can't. That's a bad question.
You didn't know how his restrictions were.
Thanks, Allison.
Anything else?
Can I just make a roll for my intelligence to figure this out? Because Rob's drawing blank. My character is smart. Very smart. 22 level smart.
I will give you less information if you roll than if you come up with a question yourself.
Ooh.
No. But if you roll, that's it. Everyone's done.
Let's all agree.
So before you roll, I want to know what everyone has on their mind of what they would want to ask. Like, what they were wanting to know about.
You were told what was on the basics of each floor.
Yeah.
First floor is traps, that's second floor is monsters, third floor is unknown.
It's different every time.
Okay. So,
informed what it was,
it's based
however,
on what the
it was told.
Would be. And you do not want to know what this one is.
I ask him.
Can't tell you.
I can't answer that.
He's not asking about what's in the forge. He's asking about the catastrophe that we are to prepare for.
Nothing mentioning the forge at all.
When you enter, there will be hints along the way. I cannot answer more than that.
AKA, just go into the fucking forge.
No.
Yeah, basically.
I have a couple questions that I know you guys could ask, but the way to... You have to think around corners, and it's not an easy task, but it's rewarding if you get it right. This is a puzzle without being a puzzle. Because there's the easy answer is you roll and I give you one of the three or four answers I have if you roll high enough.
Do puzzles build upon themselves or are oh god how to phrase it puzzles build are the oh god are the puzzles. Complex together. Yeah, I know, because that's specifically asking about the forge.
Yep. I get where you're going.
Yeah,
I can't answer your question yet because you haven't
phrased it properly. Yeah, so basically are the puzzles or the traps individual, or do you have to make sure that you do them in the proper order?
Okay.
But the question that is too specific for the Hero Forge, but how to phrase
when it... When you're... If one was to be disabling a room full of traps, would you recommend taking each trap individually or functioning them as a series?
Generally, traps are laid out pretty randomly, so there's not particular order that it matters. And it's more a matter of going through enough of them that you get the feel for it.
I have a question that's also related to traps. And what kind of traps would be best to always be prepared for?
There you go. No, that was one of the four questions I had.
Yep.
All righty.
I was sitting here like...
You may have inspiration.
God, Natalie, you have to think better.
Yeah, I was thinking... I was trying to do too specific, yeah. And I knew I was... And that's where I was fighting.
And I got the follow-up questions.
It helped to write it down.
You've got your classic boulders, rolling down hallways.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Spike pits, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Poison. Mm-hmm. Magical glyphs.
Natalie, question. What is magical glyph do?
Magical writing.
Okay.
Glyph of warding?
I can't answer that. Oh, it sometimes.
Does it start off by saying I prepared exploding runes today?
Things that mind influencing effects and potentially fire. Lots of fire.
Mind what?
Weasel just chuckles.
Mind what?
Mind influencing effects.
I wrote them all out, and that was pretty... I'm feeling a little guilty about it, but I'm not changing it.
Alright, now that we're done with that question, what kind of monsters might we be prepared?
What kinds of monsters would you recommend that we prepare for in general?
And damage-type resistances.
Usually, undead are very common. They're easy to maintain constructs.
Radiant and thunder damage, got it.
Things like that. Occasionally, something will be brought in from another world. So maybe some kind of elemental. Things that regenerate are good.
That's a good one.
Like hydras.
Usually they're a little different than what they should be.
How would we want to take down something that would regenerate like that?
Figure out what it's weak to.
Okay.
And hopefully we have it.
Yep.
What?
I did that to a party once. I gave them something, a hydra that is weakness to something they didn't have access to. They were pissed. I laughed. They didn't.
What damage types should we bring?
Just in general.
In general.
In general.
I would prefer to ask it as, what damage types would you recommend?
Oh, yeah.
Radiant's always good.
Yes!
Thunder, always also good.
Fairy fire?
Don't worry, I can cast Psychic's Holy Weapon.
Incredible.
Fairy fire?
It's not a damage type.
Yeah, two.
Force is the most important.
I will be back in a day. 8 hours of meditation. Make sure I have magic missile. Yes? Magic missile?
Fire can be good.
No, I do have spiritual weapon. Spiritual weapon counts as force.
There you go.
Alright. Is everyone good?
Continuing damage.
Would you like to roll? What loves you will hate me.
Two questions.
What loves you will hate me.
Damage types was the other one.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, and the monsters another one. So, would you like the last question?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Roll. One.
Okay, that's what I was asking.
And you're looking for a 20.
I am not using those dice. Those are the dice that screwed me
looking
over.
Looking for a 20-int, Jack. No, just int. You need a 14 or better. You got a 4.
Use one of my inspiration, please.
For a 1 in 20 any shot?
No. Not okay. Worth it. Not worth it.
No, it's a 6 in 20.
30%.
That's a little bit more lenient.
30%. Because
you need to roll a 14 or higher.
Got it. Nat, you said yes?
Yeah.
You got a 7.
Somebody else should do the rolling.
Well, I guess we're not getting that last question.
It wasn't a big one. Well, actually, it could be big if you figured out what it meant.
But it would have
to be cryptic.
Could I...
No, we got a good...
Could I roll?
Sure. I'm only gonna let one more person roll. So
intelligence. Could I try to do, say, what about charisma?
No, it's intelligence.
Do you want to know why?
You can try.
Because I'm trying to, you know, like get like use some word voodoo. Son of a bitch. Fine.
Trying to charm him into being nice to you.
Exactly.
That's not a thing.
And we shine a bright spotlight on her.
No, thank you.
Even though it's the middle of the day.
No.
Nope.
Alright, that's it.
Fuck.
Who would like to go in first?
I will go in first.
Well, right. I was gonna say probably him. I was either thinking him or me. Because you said pure of heart or something like
pure
that.
Pure of heart, that's important. Alright, so Art said, Dylan said he would go, or Simon Crab said he would go in first.
I got yelled at the first time I went, last time I went in first, so somebody else has to go in first.
Yeah.
I don't want to get yelled at again.
I will go in first.
Alright, so as you enter, as you walk through, the door rolls just barely enough that you can slip through, probably 3 foot.
You'd have to walk sideways through.
Of course. When I'm used to that.
When is he not?
He likes to strafe, you know, like...
Yep.
So you walk through, and everyone else sees the door light up with a bright white light.
Well, that's good.
I assume you're good.
Yeah.
Wah! All
right. I guess I'll go next.
What's your alignment?
That's a good question.
You said good. We're good.
No, think about how you played.
I know. And
you
generally
he had a good neutral good style. Yeah. So
neutral good, leaning chaotic, but
white.
Still.
Wah!
Oh, that's good.
You don't know that.
Yeah.
Who's next?
I'll follow.
Okay. All right. Me.
Wah. Move on.
Obviously.
Wait. Deimos.
I go in.
Still.
Wah.
Yay!
Black.
They
know my secret. That's why I went last.
And can I trust you all to keep player knowledge to player knowledge, character knowledge to character knowledge?
One quick
Always.
Thing. Before we do go through, I was going to send out a message to the different people that we are going in now.
A text?
Yeah.
You get a thank you.
The day before I'd go visit mom and dad, yeah.
I was going to say, everyone...
Rico spotted 9 up on the same spot.
I sent her a message, like, you know, take care, we'll be back as quick as we can.
She's like, I hate this, but bye.
Aww.
Bright Force says she loves you.
Yeah. Don't tell her I love her, too.
I'll tell her.
You feel the veto sniper on you. All right. Player knowledge is player knowledge. Character knowledge is character knowledge. The sage says, I think I've got a good feeling about them. Hopefully they survive that third floor. It's going to be a humdinger. Without a wizard.
Fuck.
Well, now.
All right.
And that's it for... Oh.
No. Not. All right. So you guys enter into a... It is a... The ceiling is 10 foot tall. The hallways are 10 foot wide. You are in a 20 foot by 20 foot golden square on the ground. And in front of you is floating in... the dominant language here is English... Americans.
Excuse me.
How long have you lived here? And your dad had you naturalized.
At least 7 years.
And your dad had you naturalized. You are an American.
Okay.
I think you probably have dual citizenship with Greece and here. But,
yeah.
So you walk in, and in blazing red script, it reads, "Welcome to the Labyrinth. Find your way to the floor down for a rest."
Okay.
Period. That's it.
Detect magic. Is there any magic around me?
Everything.
Roll me a con save.
That was a lot of words. Can you write that down for me?
It's a
labyrinth. Does it matter?
No.
No?
It's a labyrinth. Find your way to the stairs.
It's a maze. It's a maze. Find your way to the stairs.
For being intelligent, I am quite dense.
So from doing...
17.
You can't see anything for a minute.
17?
You go. Four.
Yes, but my con's a 10, and next to hers a 3.
Con's a 10? What?
Mm-hmm.
Your con's a 20. I did not know. 14? What's your total?
It's 10, or 4 on the die, 10 here, and 3 there. 17.
How can I not? What the shit? Yeah, no, you're fine.
you start to, like, lose vision for a second and just kind of...
Like, 3 seconds, you blink in the stars, and you're like, fuck, that would have been really bad if I wasn't a monster.
Yeah, you know my custom lineage? That's a resilient and con.
I didn't know that. That makes a lot of sense. Okay. Fuck me, right?
Eighth level, I hit 20 a con. I still have the least hit points in the party.
Get bent, sucker.
All it's right. Like I have the lowest hit die besides the sorcerer that gets plus 2 per level, making him equal to me. And still ahead of me because I've rolled minimum every time.
No, he has 4 plus, minimum of 4, and you get minimum of 5.
Right, but I get a plus 2 per level, so
I'm effectively one better than yours.
Yes, but he now rolls 6 to 8 every time, plus then 5. So yes.
And I didn't roll minimum every time.
Mm-hmm. So
not like Natalie.
Yeah, every level I get minimum of 10 hit points per level, up to 13, as he gets 13 minimum. To 15.
There's not much flex for you.
No.
All right. No. All right, so, but you guys are, in the Hero Forge. It is, the walls are like a slate gray. It's gray stone, it's not brown stone. But it is obviously carved. This is not a natural place.
Okay.
This is not a natural cave formation.
Correct.
Thank you, Cortana.
All right. I'm going to... All right, so this is going to be a skill challenge. It's going to work a little different than the last one because I looked up how it actually run them, and I'm going to do it right this time.
Oh.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to generate someone's going to generate the problem. I'll probably roll it. Someone will die, probably me. And then that person will... Someone will say, I'll take that one, and then they'll do their skill. Then, we'll go to the... And then I'll generate the next problem. At that point, you know, until it gets to the end. At the end, once all 4 of you have gone, that will set the order. Then every problem coming after that it is...
Even if they're not the best choice for that.
Oh, shit.
It's a small modification to what the thing is, but I like it because it sets the stakes a little higher. The DCs are not easy. And there are penalties for failure, obviously.
Right.
All right, let's do this. I'm going to roll a d8. It bounced out. Should I keep it or should I re-roll it?
Re-roll it.
Re-roll.
It's still a 7. All righty. Wow. Okay. That was the one I said was kind of mean.
Well, fuck.
They were hitting first.
Oh, my God.
Let's rock.
Okay. There is a cloud of scintillating colored gas down the only pathway you have ahead. Holy shit, I did not anticipate hitting that off the top. Woof.
Could we roll something to figure out what it is or no? I'm assuming no.
Well, we have to pick who deals with it, but we don't know what it is we're dealing with.
Holy exactly.
Shit. Roll me. Oh, mother son of a.
How do I roll that?
I don't know if there would be a roll for this.
Well,
there's a gas. It doesn't smell bad.
So we're not trying to smell it yet.
I think it's poisonous.
Well, I guess.
Oh yeah,
and so
I don't smell it.
Gas mask.
Yep, it's automatic, right?
It doesn't trigger, so you know it's not poisonous.
Well, that's interesting.
Because it works on toxic gases. This is not toxic.
Some kind of magic, then.
Correct.
Fuck. It still gives me saves on breathing related.
Yeah, you're right. So you'd have advantage on this saving throw.
So it is active.
No, actually, you wouldn't. It's a charisma saving throw. It is not con.
All right.
Who would like to take this one?
Well, I've got an idea
for how you would like burn it off, or get rid of it, or do whatever you're going to.
I've got 2 separate ideas I can try.
So you're going with you.
Does anyone else have an idea or way?
We could always test to see if it's flammable.
That was my first thought.
Hence why he said burn it off.
The second thought is, we blast it out.
Would this be a magical glyph? No. Would this be... This is not poison, you said. Not poison.
Mental effect.
It is a mental thing? Okay.
Some kind of charisma-based thing. Yeah.
Okay. So do you want
to? That was something he gave to us.
Or should I do that?
Well, I'm going to try and deal with it. I've got
stay within 10 feet of
three options.
Okay.
First one.
You will get to try one thing.
Okay. So if it doesn't work, then I can't do anything else.
Correct. You will get one. It's a skill challenge. You will make a skill roll. So you'll tell me what your plan is. And based on your plan, I'll either adjust the DC up, down, or leave it where it is.
All right.
Based on how likely it would be to succeed.
Okay.
Well, then I'm going to be using a power check.
Do they know what this is? Because Natalie does skill not challenges? Know what the thing that he's rolling against is. Okay.
Can I roll Arcana to see if I know it?
If you wanted to do it, to be your role, Arcana could be it, and you could say this is how you get around it. That would be a relevant thing to do. If it was magical. If it wasn't magical, I would move the DC way the fuck up, because, you know, it's kind of a luck thing, you know? Because you kind of, there's a ticking clock behind you, and you know that this place is massive, and you've got to be driving. Yeah. And essentially, each one of these is equivalent of an hour section. That's what it's going to work out to. So your 8-hour day is these 8 things that are going to could happen.
Got it.
Or you could speed past and make it a little faster if you manage to get successes.
Right. So do you want to try with Arcana, or do you want me to try and blast the shit out of this?
We'll try to learn about it first.
Okay.
This is somebody takes the lead, you're solving this puzzle.
Okay, then burn it.
All right, I'm going to use a mini boom and my power check to try and
So
unfortunately, it's not how this, you know, usually works.
So because you're using a what we consider a low level ability, you're going to add 2 to your check.
Okay.
So you may roll your power, and I have the number that you're rolling to.
Okay. Do I get to know?
No.
Damn.
So.
All right. So that's a 14 plus 15 for 29.
You hit the DC 21 you needed.
Woohoo!
You blow away the mesmer gas, and blow it and it retreats back into the ports it came out of long enough for you guys to rip through. That was the nastiest one. If you had failed it, you would disadvantage on the rest of the challenge. If you failed the charisma,
poison
you would
condition.
Disadvantage on the rest of the challenge.
All right. Good job.
All right.
That was the nastiest one. I'm kind of sad that it got disabled so easily. Okay. That is
If I had Gust, it would have worked nicer, but that's not in my repertoire.
That would have been plus 4.
It's not my wheelhouse.
That would add 2 to your check, and I would have lowered the DC by 4 because it was perfect for it.
Sweet, but it would have been a different skill. Not power.
Correct. All right, so I'm gonna roll another D.
What do we got next?
Okay, that's one.
I don't like the sound of that.
You see a how would I do this one without? There's a wall of runes ahead.
Tag.
How are you going to deal with it?
I'm going to use my... I still detect magic up, but I'm probably so blinded by it if I ever attempted to
You turned it off.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Using a low-level ability gives you plus 2. Using a thing that would be considered a high-level ability, like you used a 5th-level spell slot to do it, it gives you advantage and plus 5. It's like... It's massive, but you're dropping a huge ability.
I don't have a 5th-level slot.
Or whatever your 4th-level spell
slot is. Man, do I hope the next challenges are like punchy punch or like parkour or like,
that's
you know.
That's the next level.
Like wall climb, you know? Like, that's probably history. Not going to happen. Huh?
History.
Or like history or like teen girl knowledge. I mean, those are the things I'm good at.
In previous campaigns, we were able to use Arcana to also disable runes.
Yes, you would be. You can use it.
He should be able to know what they mean first.
Yeah, I have comprehend language running.
Okay. There's a problem. As soon as you read them, it activates.
Exploding runes.
No, so what you do is you glance at them, and then if you're the one taking the lead on this one,
yes.
Which I assume you are,
yes.
Roll Arcana. You know, and actually, I'm sorry, you would say what your plan is, and then I would say this is the skill you're using.
Arcana to disable it.
Correct. Or bypass it.
Yeah. Or bypass.
And how are you in? Yeah, yeah. Okay.
19 plus 14 for 33.
Yeah. Man, my DC 20 is not looking hot at all.
No, well, we also picked the good skills, too.
Fucking hell, man.
We picked the good skills.
All right. Yeah, so that was the Rune of Berserk. Anyone who failed was going to go attack their allies for a minute.
Oh, that would have been bad.
I prepared a whole person. Good luck with your save.
Who can make wisdom saves?
Oh. Oh, wait.
I got advantage.
Oh, I have plus. Wait, I'm actually pretty good at mine.
Well, all you would also have advantage on the save against it.
Yeah.
Okay, come on. Right. Be teen girl knowledge or like athletics. Come on.
So, Rob disabled that one?
Correct.
With a 33, Mike. 19 over.
You hear screeching like bats.
God.
And then you see a swarm of glowing of bats with glowing red fangs flying towards you.
Gonna that would, hi.
Wait, glitter cone? Oh. What are you trying to do to them?
Explode. Don't I have a firework on?
Oh, you can use a power check to fire. Okay, so you're going to just do a power check with your fireworks?
I mean, that or... Wait, no, I don't have to ask you. I can look it up. Paul made me this wonderful power sheet.
The example power sheet that we can't copy and use?
You can copy it. You can save a copy or make a copy.
You save a copy and you modify it yourself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which one has the fairy fire?
It's the glitter cone.
I'm going to use that one then.
Okay. So you will roll a power check with your charisma.
Hold on.
Which is 7.
So 7 plus...
No, plus 7.
You said power check.
Yep.
So that would be plus power. 7 and then plus what? And
the die roll.
The die roll.
I thought you said and then charisma. Yeah.
Charisma plus proficiency. That's already... We already put it in there for you.
No, charisma plus proficiency would be...
Which is 7.
3 plus 4 is...
My charisma is plus 10.
That's your saving throw.
Oh.
You're really good at charisma saving throws.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You double your charisma and then add 4 to
so
it.
So 7 plus whatever I roll.
Yep, correct.
Okay.
And you're probably looking for a 20.
19 plus 7.
Well, let's see. That's the third roll that was what? 17 or above?
Yeah. No, that's the second one above that. Mine was a 14.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But I have such a high freaking bonus that it doesn't matter.
I also have a high freaking bonus.
All right, so Art, you got the last one.
Yeah, I got the last one.
Yay! No idea. You know, ironically, you're better at all of these than the rest of them, so you actually ended up okay. All right. Oh, I still have 8. Okay. You see a hallway full of fire.
Oh, that one's easy.
I know!
And I'm just
Because I do have the with the water ability to do the water bolt that will put out fires with the water whip.
It's big. It's long enough that you feel like you'd need the bigger water.
Okay.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, that's
you,
fine.
You used your water bolt is literally like a bullet of water.
Yeah, it would be the water whip.
All right, is that a once a short rest ability, I believe?
Power mod per long rest.
So it would be the same thing as a short rest effect. So that is a plus 2 to your roll, and then you would roll power. Okay. Yes.
Pull up my sheet.
No. Glitter cone is a freebie. Okay. It's a cantrip.
Okay.
Yeah, her glitter cone's a cantrip.
No.
No, they weren't.
No.
It scales like a cantrip.
It scales like a cantrip, it's still got it's been, power use.
It will.
It's power mod times per day, or it was.
Cone isn't.
Yeah. Yeah, you,
I haven't touched. I haven't touched glitter. 15
foot cone.
I haven't touched it since we fucking built it.
Made it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's poison spray with a rider.
16 plus
your power.
Power would be 5.
It's 4 is proficiency. And then whatever your the power stat is, which I believe is wisdom or dex.
Dex. So 9. So 16 plus 9, 25.
Yeah. you extinguish my hot fire hallway. All right, I'm going to roll a d4 now.
The effect only says power mod. You have modified it because you added the fairy fire to it. You didn't initially have the fairy fire.
No, that was a thing she got for a role thing. That isn't to all.
It's on glitter.
Yeah. And it would be power mod per day.
So mark
it
off.
It doesn't say power mod per day, but it does say for power mod rounds. And it's a 15-foot cone.
Yep. 15-foot cone's tiny.
It's a first level spell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That scales like a cantrip.
So am I marking it off or no?
You're going to get that power mod times per day, so 3 times.
So you get 2 more times.
You're not going to need to. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
For now. Okay.
Back to the top of the order. What am I dealing with?
Ironically, you went through 5, 6, 7, 8, so I have a D4 now. There's a giant boulder rolling towards you.
Whatever am I going to do? I'm just going to say fuck it and Thunderball. I'm bored.
Roll with +5. And as a spell attack.
As a spell attack?
Yeah.
Spell attack with +5. I can't just do
power. Power attack. But
I can't just use power?
Nope. You've already used power. It's a skill challenge.
Ooh.
I've already burned my Arcana then.
Yes.
Okay.
Everyone used power except you two. You two used power. Mike and Art use power.
Yep.
Natalie and Demo.
So it would be power plus proficiency plus 8.
She's a glitter. It's power.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Power plus proficiency plus 8.
No, that's save.
No, it's an attack roll.
So it would be your proficiency plus your stat.
Proficiency plus stat, so plus 9.
Yep.
Does your drink give you, because you're attuned to it?
It's an attack roll, so yeah.
No, but it's charisma. That's for spellcasting.
This is a power check, which is.
But okay. You said that power and spells are basically the same.
But they're not for that bonus because that would be broken.
Okay, so +9 to my attack roll, +5 for that, so +14.
Then your roll is
Thunderball.
Yeah,
that is a 16, +14 for 30. And I'm just like, and no.
Granted, fuck it. Okay, that's dead. Next.
We're just kind of powering through this, aren't we?
No shit.
Well, we just had luck on our side. Now we're going to the bottom of the barrel.
I don't have a 1. 2. All right, whose is this?
Mine. I was second with the group.
All right. There is a pit of spikes, about 30 feet long.
How's the lighting situation?
Good.
Good? I don't look good.
I know. I'm not dumb.
Really don't have any transportation spells.
My old favorite cleric spell was Dark Way. They took it away. No one ever used it. It's a second, third level cleric spell. It makes a 300-foot indestructible bridge.
Yeah?
That's all it does. But it's dope as hell. Instant bridge. Bridge.
Oh, we're stuck at a river we can't cross because it runs too fast. Bridge. It's great. Yeah.
It was either second or third level. It was a fucking great spell. I love that spell.
Nobody would ever prepare it until, we need it.
I always had to prepare as a cleric just because I'm like, it's indestructible. No, I think it had like 100 hit points per square foot. It was like insanely tough. We used to block doorways and shit. Like,
if it fits.
No, it literally just had to go out the fucking ceiling. We broke a hole in the ceiling so it would shoot out. And we put it at an angle. Used to block a doorway.
Huh.
Got creative with that shit. Art's like, I can see what the player's doing it.
Art caught what I did.
What?
The angle? Huh? You never knew that? You weren't aware of that joke, were you?
No.
That was mainly for Rob, but Jim played a character by the name of Angle.
Huh?
So anytime somebody would say Angle, even if he's not playing the character anymore, he still responds with that.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I looked through my stuff. With the there being lightning, I can't teleport I can't fly across.
Uh-huh. Else it wouldn't help anybody else.
Yep,
I'm strong enough to carry them.
Yep. Who wants to be hasted and jump it? Since Crab can climb across the wall, both of them can leap it. Seems only 10 feet, maybe not leap it.
You would not be able to jump it with that little height. You would clip and then...
But he can skirmish across the wall. So we don't have to worry about him. Unless there's something on the wall.
I can't answer that.
I don't see anything on the wall. Or do I see...
Are you using investigation?
I'll use investigation.
That would be your role.
Unfortunately, yes. I'm checking my other...
Roll investigation. With disadvantage.
With disadvantage?
Because I can't see how you wouldn't have disadvantage with the other thing you don't know about.
Well, the way I've been rolling, it doesn't. I'm going to be rolling low at regardless.
Now, investigation is the art of finding out what's going on. So wouldn't he just leave it at regular because he's learning what's happening?
I'll give you even up. Because it should be disadvantage for things you don't know about. Roll.
I got him. I have not rolled good on that. I've only rolled good once.
All right. Can I throw an inspiration at it?
Of course you can.
Go ahead, Rob.
This is the least damaging one left, too.
6 now. I got one more inspiration. Should I use it now or just take the hit?
I will give you...
No, let's just take the hit.
No, everyone takes the hit. It's not just you.
I will give you one more inspiration.
I have used every single die, and every single die has betrayed me except for one.
Up here. You gotta go up here.
Here, use this one.
I don't trust you.
He's the one that gave you the inspiration, dumbass.
It's down to 6.
What's your total? I think it's him.
It is.
Can't be the dice.
What's your total?
16.
All right.
I still have one more inspiration left on my own.
Put this on his head.
Should I use my last inspiration?
Yes.
I use my last inspiration.
We put the dice prism.
Is Rob gonna be the one to use all of our inspiration?
He already used like 5 today.
Yeah.
Literally.
Please.
5.
There.
Freaking 1.
All right. Everyone's make the save at disadvantage.
I use my 1 free advantage.
Oh my!
Is this a physical one?
It is. Yes.
What am I
yes.
rolling?
Well, isn't that nice?
So, it is a spike pit, but the walls are also spiked, and so is the ceiling. They just come out when you get not close enough. So, there were a couple ways to get through. If you could have found a way to fly, or like a grenade jump, or half the party would have been fine.
Yeah.
The other half would have been fucked. It was a 50-50 shot.
What am I rolling?
Well, since you didn't give me any lightning to fly myself, because everyone...
Intentionally.
I also have the ability to fly as a spell. Yeah. So.
But it's not his action.
It is a... I'll tell you the DC. It's a DC 15 dex save.
At disadvantage.
Do you want advantage to balance that out so you roll single?
Yes, please.
So you don't roll at disadvantage, but you don't roll with advantage.
Right. Wow. So I roll straight.
And I'm removing my one-time advantage.
Mine is a skill. Oh, that was my freebie, wasn't it? Or I can hold on to it.
Whatever you want
to
do.
Yeah, hold on to it, Mike.
I'll hold on to the freebie.
Dice are cursed, man.
Yeah. I fail.
Hold on.
I got a total of a 12.
Is that a 19? All right, what's going on the table? Natalie, what's your total?
So 19 plus 2 is 21.
Saved.
I rolled a 9 plus 6 is 15.
That is a save.
Sweet.
Art?
I rolled 2 13s, so I have 13 plus 5, so it's an 18.
This is not a spell.
No, that's for disadvantage.
Oh, nice, okay. Rob got a...
I rolled a 6, plus my 3, plus Natalie's 3, for 12.
I did not count Natalie's 3.
You made it anyway.
You still made it, yeah.
I assume one of you wouldn't get it, because she's in mid-travel.
Yeah.
So we assumed you didn't get it, but you made it anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. So the failure from Rob, you're going to be taking 8d8. I didn't get enough d8, so I didn't think this through.
And this is the least damaging one.
Right,
so you're telling me I'm not able to just pick him up and go?
Even if you did, he got stabbed.
He's still taking the damage, but...
Okay.
You just roll 68 for me. I got 2.
I got 8.
Roll him. Oh, there's all
it. Art's trying to kill me.
Ooh, I already seen 8.
That's not bad. That's not bad at all.
10, 15, 37.
Everyone who saved takes nothing.
You're welcome.
No, everyone who saves takes half.
Thank
you. If you make the check, you take nothing. So take 18.
18. Wait, what?
18 piercing. Take 18
damage for.
That was spike pit walls and ceiling.
Once we get to the other side, I attempt to heal everyone.
That's fine.
Hang around me, and each person will receive.
No.
For each. Everyone heals a d4 every round for a minute. So 10d4. My weapon.
Everyone heal 10d4.
I will.
So what
is we'll let him roll it because it's just a pulse, right?
You dealing the healing? So it's not going to get your combat healing benefit?
I figure we just.
It's me triggering it.
Yep.
It's not, but it's not you, it's the item.
Do you need any?
Here's the first 5. I can re-roll the numbers, though. Yes?
That was what I was saying. You're not going to be able to do that.
Oh.
Because it's not you.
It's not you. It's your item.
Oh, so I was saying, I thought you were saying it was the pool.
It doesn't get that either.
Okay. So, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Five got 9, okay. That's better.
Much better. I actually have some 4s. 9, 14, 18, 22,
26. Everyone's to full but you.
Exactly.
All right. I got a 3. Who's next? You walk up and there is a green cloud of gas filling the room.
What is it? My number was 28. Yep.
Filling the hallway. You guys have been walking all day. Like, this has been brutal.
I can't use fireworks. Because it's already a power. Water.
So, yeah, you could. You have 2 power shots.
Yeah.
I have 3.
Okay, listen. It's not a competition, Mike. I'm going to use fireworks.
Cool. I have adjusted the DC. What are you going to use to... Are you just going to try and like, create a burst of fire to burn it up?
I mean, it's the Roman candle.
Okay, so it is... I have the DC.
Plus my power.
Yep.
You know what? Do I want to reset? Add 2. So 9 now?
Add 9.
Wait, we brought 9 with?
14 plus
9. Ah! We only have 1.
Yeah, all right. The DC was 21. She beat it by 2. Kick my ass. All right.
Last 1 for Art.
Art, you get the last 1. Streaking out 100 feet is a... It is covered in glyphs. I'm gonna grab some dice for this. Oh, shit.
How do you even know that he's gonna...
Exalted dice
for it. Yes, that
sounds bad.
Yeah. No, you don't like my suggestion?
No.
And it happens to be the right number. I know how many's in there, you don't.
I do.
Do you?
Yes.
How do you know that?
Because I made that up.
Because he can read it from there.
I have it covered up.
Yes, well, but you showed me the box. Exalted,
if I remember right, it's 10.
Aw, sad.
I used to own a game store.
Chester's Exalted. It's not labeled Exalted.
But yeah, it's 10d10.
Everyone buys it for Exalted.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
10d10.
Uh-huh.
Well, shit.
That was good use of the ability, though, on my weapon. Because...
I agree.
Hard to kind of trigger in combat if it's an action.
Covered in runes.
Oh, it's a bonus action, actually. It's better. But still...
I want to own a game store one of these days. I still do.
I said, would you want to? And you were like, no, not right? Anymore.
Not in COVID times, fuck that. But later, sure.
It's an interesting experience. Just when you're doing it, don't expect to enjoy yourself.
Ooh.
Because, you know, you're surrounded by this stuff. You talk about it all day. It's not fun for you. It's a job. So.
Oh, no, my real job would be something else. That'll just go to do that for something else, you know?
So, what do you do?
What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
And he has guidance for this.
No, he does not.
I've not cast it yet.
Is it your turn?
Well, if I did, I'd burn it and would lose it regardless, so. That's why I haven't done it yet. And it's a lot.
You can't use guidance in challenges. It would trivialize them even more so than you guys already did. I hit you one time.
Yeah.
This is a brutal one, though. I like it.
Yeah.
And the wrong person ran into it.
Oh, I know. I was like, wait a second. The math works out. Art gets the other one. But you're clever. You got a shot.
Aww. Just take my hint and run with it.
I'm going to do something similar, but...
I feel acrobatics coming on for some reason.
Yeah, that's exactly where I was going to go with it.
Okay.
And try to you know...
Parkour your way across.
Yeah, you know...
Okay, do the, describe what you're trying to do, and that it'll change how your math works.
Well, it's going to be, you know, getting the you know, are trying to sense, at least look forward to see if there's a pattern that I can kind of, you know, parkour or acrobatic, you know, bounce my way through.
Okay. All right. You're going to acrobatics with disadvantage.
That's fine. I
this is going to be bad for you guys. I'm just informing you.
Yeah, I've already figured out it, so. Hey, Paul. This is my solution. Really?
They have other triggers. It's not just sight. Sometimes it's contact.
Roll it.
Tell me that was advantage?
No.
Fuck.
And we already burnt my inspiration. Everyone's inspiration.
I still have actually two left, but...
Nice.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do that again.
What would you
need? Do you need
there was a 19.
And a?
No, it's a 15.
Oh.
And a 1.
Yeah, I ain't going to get it.
I saw the 1 and just went glazed over the other one like, that doesn't fucking matter. It's
better, yeah.
Advantage. Well, shit.
Yeah.
Not as bad as the 1, though.
Not as bad as the 1.
So you don't all get disadvantage on the save. Good job.
Hi!
So, let's see. That would be 9 plus 4 for a 13.
It didn't hit the 24 you needed with that plan.
Yeah.
Would you like to know what the solution was?
Mm-hmm.
With your dexterity, what's your strength?
My strength?
Yeah.
Is 10.
With your dexterity, you would have been able to spring from wall to wall.
Okay.
And you also can walk on wall.
Oh.
You didn't think of it.
Oh, because, okay, I didn't ask, because you said the hall was filled with ruins.
The floor was the hall. Oh, well, it was less bad than I thought it was. But either way, that roll wasn't high enough.
Yeah.
But you would have been disadvantaged with that.
Yeah, if it was the floor, then yeah, I would have been...
If you'd done investigation, you would not have had disadvantage. Oh, he already used investigation. They used the things that were good for that. I'm sorry.
But yeah, no.
All right.
I mean, there was another solution.
Flying.
Or detonating it before we get over there. Chuck a, you know, shoot it or, you know, throw something
at it. It was a pressure sensor.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Correction. It was a living being sensor. It's magic.
My cast on
Shadow Mouse.
Ready?
You're going to kill Cece?
Not Cece, the mouse.
It all came out, right? Okay.
I didn't like the sound of that.
10d10.
I know. All right, what are we rolling?
God damn it. This is a... Oh, no, it's an int save.
Oh, yay.
Is this technically magic? Or is it a spell effect?
It's absolutely magic.
Or a spell effect?
I have to redo this math twice. That's great.
Are we rolling with disadvantage?
No.
Okay, Paul. I'm going to be rolling all 5 of these d20s. To figure out which one I'm actually going to use.
And then roll that one again? And have it roll?
No. And just keep whatever it says. Super advantage.
Mega advantage.
Paulbert?
Yeah.
Paulbert. Do you want to guess what I rolled?
I have to keep my math straight, but sure. Let me just write it. Let me just flip it over.
Okay. Ready?
I didn't roll particularly well. If it makes anybody feel better.
Okay. Yeah. Want to guess the number?
What?
19.
Even?
Plus my intelligence. So, 23.
Nice! You did it.
Wait, is this... That also includes your plus 3, right?
Yeah. No.
It's included.
It's already included.
Right. You're looking at a digital character sheet. It includes that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So is this classified as a spell?
Magic. Yes.
A spell?
You would have advantage, yes.
Is this a charm?
Not even close.
Well, that's usually what in-save is, but...
It's a mind blast.
It's a mental explosion.
I need to check something real quick.
I want to say... I have it as force damage, but it'd be psychic damage because it's a mental effect.
All right, so I rolled a 17 plus 1 plus the 3 from Bright Force.
All right.
So 21.
All right.
I rolled a natural 20.
Paul's like, fuck!
Am I immune to the effect?
No.
You've had
I have, not always.
I rolled a 17 plus 7, including her plus 3.
So everyone made it? Screw all of you. We're still taking it. Everyone takes 29.
And that's already halved?
Yep. 59 damage was the roll. One less than average. Actually, technically it's like a point and a half above average.
Okay.
55 would have been average, so 4 above average.
And you'd think the telepath would have some kind of mental resistance.
You would.
Alright. So, how many successes did we need, or do successes
not
matter?
You did 7 out of 8.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we got 7 out of 8.
You did.
6.
Wait, no,
six.
We got 6.
We got 6, we lost 2.
Yep.
Yeah, me and Art.
So, you get to the end, and you do not have enough time for a long rest.
How long do we have?
We can still use hit dice to heal up.
You can use hit dice, you cannot take a long rest.
How long do we have?
7 hours.
Cool. I get a long rest.
I get a long rest.
It is supposed to be a penalty that no one gets a long rest, so it would be 3 hours then, because it took you that long.
Oh, so we're making constitution saves.
DC 10, yeah. Wait. Oh,
for every hour, we have to do exhaustion checks.
Oh, damn it. It's supposed to stop the long rest. That's the thing.
How about we just don't get the benefits of the long rest except for the exhaustion?
That seems fair. There's a magic here that means that you don't take the exhaustion. Because it's a training facility, effectively. So there will be no exhaustion, but you do not get the benefits of a long rest.
I will still be able to cast 2 second level healing spells. So we can save the hit dice.
I would say use the hit dice first and save the spell.
And then spell saves.
He gets some back.
Oh, he gets some short rest?
Yeah.
Okay.
Technically, you can take 2 short rests.
But that's kind of broken. What's the point of taking 2 short rests, really? Okay, so you want 8, 4? Each person gets 2d8 plus 6. That's what Paul wants me to do.
I'm giving you 2. You have to have an hour in between them. Because you get there for 3 hours left. So, hour, blank hour.
Can I just roll once for everyone?
That's fine.
Everyone gains...
You still have your empowered because that is a spell, so...
Everyone gains 13. Here's the second one for each.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. I said I get 4, so I have...
So, 1 each. So, one we each get 13.
Correct.
Okay.
All right. And I think with that whimper, it's time to end.
Because with Tasha's, I can convert my channel divinities into
it does it all.
Yeah, second level spell slot. All
right, and with
proficiency.
And with that failed long rest due to failures, it is time to end. Thank you guys for listening. We really appreciate you. As of today, I got a notification that we had 100 downloads. So that tells you how long ago that shit was.
Is that of all of our stuff?
Yeah.
So 10 episodes, so 10 people.
But thank you for listening. We really appreciate you. If you're enjoying us, you know, please like, rate, and do everything you need to on Apple Podcasts and wherever you listen to us. Tell your friends. That's a big one. Word of mouth is the biggest way for podcasts to grow. Tell your friends, tell people who play D&D or like superhero shit, because that's what we're doing. If you really like us, join us on Patreon. We really appreciate you. Have a good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Take care.
Bye.
Take it easy.
Bye-bye.